Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Dalet in Maseches Nazir. A reminder, I'm going to be away the next couple of days, so I thank in advance all those, if you're going to do all the days, then I thank you. Again, I'll be in England for those of you who listen from there. I got one email from one of our listeners about that he's has other plans, but anybody who's there, I'll be in Ner Yisrael for Shabbos, and I'm speaking there on Sunday night, and then in Manchester on Monday night. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, hope to see everybody soon, and be back on Wednesday, Bezrat Hashem. Wednesday, Bezrat Hashem. And again, somebody also, I got another email, the website for the community that I'm, Bezrat Hashem, going to be involved in is nofei.co.il. Nofei.co.il, Nofei HaShemesh. Okay, the Gemara. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So we have the Gemara. Let's remember the Mishnah from yesterday. The Mishnah said, if somebody's mekabel two nazirios, it depends on the order in which he accepts them to determine whether he has to stop the naziris when the latter one is supposed to kick in. In other words, a man says, I'm a nazir, and I'm a nazir when I have a son. And then he has a son a little while later. So since he said first, I'm a nazir, so that he first finishes his naziris, and then he starts his son's, naziris. The zeros that he was Makabah before his son. But the Seifa of the Mishnah said, if a person says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and I'm a Nazir, so the first zeros that he accepts is the one for his son, so then first he starts counting for himself, but once the zeros for his son comes along, he has to stop. Because that was the first Kabbalah, so he does his son's in the middle, and then he goes back and is mashlim his own Nazirs. Okay, so by Rava. So now Rava asks a related question. Amar Hareini Nazir La'achar Esrim Yom, Umeyachshav me'ayom, mahu. Person says, I'm a nazir after 20 days. Meaning in 20 days from now, I'm going to start a 30-day naziris. And I'm a nazir from today for 100 days. So I'm a nazir in 20 days, I'm a nazir today for 100 days. Let's think about it. So if he's a nazir for 100 days, it's obviously not going to be able to be completed straight because he just said, I'm a nazir in 20 days. He said that first. I'm a nazir in 20 days and I'm a nazir 100 days. So mahu. So what's the din in this case? Kivon dehalin meya be'esrin lo shalmin lo chaylin. Since the 100, if you start now, wouldn't be able to be finished because you'll have to stop in 20 days. Therefore, it's not chal in the first place. And right now, you're not an azir at all, and you can drink wine and be mitabel lemeis and cut your hair. Do you say it's not chal at all? O dilma, or do we say no? Kivon deisle gidol seyer libasof chaylin. Since even if you start now, you're gonna have 20 days. Then you're going to have your 30-day Naziris. Then how many are you going to do? You're going to do another 80. So but since at the end of your personal Naziris, you're still going to have enough of Gidul Seyar, you're going to have a 30-day growth then anyway, so that it's broken up between 20 and 80. It's good enough, and therefore you can start now, you're 20, then have a break for 30, and then have the other 80. No problem. So do we say it's Chal now or not? Ask Tosas, what's the difference between our case and the Mishnah? Why didn't we prove it from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says it's broken up. The Mishnah says it's broken up. As Tosfos on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th wide line in Tosfos, the end of the line, V'im Tomer Amaylo Pashmi Masisin. What's the difference between our Mishnah's case and our case? In the Mishnah, he says, I'm a Nazir today, and I'm a Nazir from when I have a son. So there we say, it's definitely Chal now. Unlike our case, where we say, we're not sure. Diktani Meniach HaShalom, what is Shabbato? In our case, you count, start counting yours, and then you count your son's. V'shabash L'mishalom, then you finish yours. Malochayishai Gavra. Right, so what's the difference? As Tosfos is a big difference. Can you already forecast that it's impossible for you to have it straight? In our Mishnah, you don't know when you're going to have a son. It could be that the Naziris you start now will be completed, no problem. It could be that you're going to go straight, you don't know. You had a son, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, but you didn't know that to begin with. In the case of the Gemara, you know it from day one. If you know it from day one that you're not going to be able to complete it, that's the Havamina. Maybe you can't look at the start in Naziris where you know it's going to be uncompletable, straight, consecutively. Shaini Masnisa says Tosas, Kishehischa Limnos Naziruso, Savar Hayla Tashlumin. He thought he would complete it. Shalo Yadashi Valalo Ben Betokhi Made Israel. He didn't know he would have a son during the Naziris. I guess he had to assume that he knew his wife was pregnant. V'gam efshar liyo shepa'amim yashlim nidro, kolim shivala lo ben. Hilgal kamar v'nadar. So that's why our Mishnah is no raya to this case, because our Mishnah is a case where you don't know for sure that it's going to have to be stopped. But in here, it's going to be stopped. What exactly is the suffix? So it's a very important line of Tosfos. Tosfos says, now back on the second wide line of Tosfos, last word on the second wide line, d'mistama ein das ze ha'ish lahafsik nazirus. Says Tosfos, it's all about the das of a person. That's the question. The Gemara's question is, do we assume that because he won't be able to go straight, therefore the person didn't want to accept it? It's all about the das adam. Or do we say, no, a person can even accept it even if it's not straight? That's Tosfos' sheet about the question. The Gemara is about the das ha'adam. Do we say that even though, since it's going to be broken up in the middle, therefore he didn't really want to accept the 100 day Naziris? Or do we say that no, maybe he did, even though it's going to be broken up? Says the Karen Ora, according to Shita Mekubetzes here, and then explaining it, he says, I don't know why Tosfos had to say that. Forget the das of a person. This has to do with formal halachos. If we know that a Naziris from the start will not be able to be consecutive, it could be that halachically we will not let it be chal. Even if the guy is screaming, I know it's going to be broken up in the middle and I'm going to have to do 20 and 80. I know that. So what? It's still possible that it won't be chal, says the Karen Ora. Don't focus on the das of the person. Separate from the das, it could be that we're just not going to allow it to be chal. Don't say the baser the daito v'kavanas devar vazlinan elafilu neskaven demei yom eschil meyachshav. Even if he wants to start it from today, shaper miboyle. Still, the question is minema d'lo have a kabbalah hafzik naziris. You can't have a kabbalah where you have a built-in factor that it's not going to be consecutive. So that's the Karen Ora's Hara Machlokas, really. The Tosfos and the Shita a little bit, but the Karen Ora expands it. Okay, so that's the Kasha. So I accept the Naziris today, and I accept the Naziris for in 20 days from now I'm going to be a Nazir, and 100 days from today. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara has that question. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. V'tiboyle Naziris Muetes. Why do you ask about 100 day Naziris? Why don't you just ask about a 30 day Naziris? Why don't you just say, I'm a Nazir in 20 days from now, and I'm a Nazir today? Why do you have to jump to the 100-day case? So the Gemara says, it's really included. It's an intip salomar. It's one question within another question. As follows, the Gemara explains. Intip salomar Naziris Muetes, if you want to tell me that if it was a Naziris Muetes, meaning a 230-day once, meaning what do you say? I'm a Nazir in 20 days from now, for 30 days, and I'm a Nazir today for 30 days. So if you want to tell me that's no good, why? Kivan da asara yomin hu diyasrin. Because let's say that Naziris is chal right away. So you have 20 days, then you have to take a break for 30 days, and then you only have 10 days left of the first Naziris. So maybe that doesn't work because the second Naziris will not end with a gidul seyar, with enough hair in order to be able to cut. You can't cut hair that's less than 30 days long. Grown 30 days growth. So lo salak lehalan asar. So 10 is not good enough. So that's the given and the assumption of the question of our question. Even if you want to say that a 30 day one is not going to be good enough because you're only going to have a 10 day growth left. But what about this case then? So vade certainly nazar meayom. If you accept upon yourself a 100 day naziris, kivan de islay timnin yomin lubasov. Since you're going to have 80 days left afterwards, salakin lay, that it surely should be good. Olo or not. So you're right, the 30-day one was really a question that you could have asked step one. The Gemara kind of just jumped to step two. The Rush points out, not on the page here, but in the Shita Mekubetzes, says that even, what does the Gemara say? If you have a 30-day and a 30-day, you're going to have 20, 30, and then 10. So whatever the Gemara says, that's for sure not good. You can only have a 10-day growth. The Rush says it's really not so true, because you're not going to be Megaleach in between. You're not going to be Megaleach after the 30-day one anyway. So you're going to have a long growth. But at least conceptually, says the Rush, you're still going to have only 10 days left of the Naziris right before you do the Giluach. So that's not, the Gilul Seir means has to be after at least a Naziris of 30 days. Even though Lamaisa, you're going to have the long hair. But the Yemei Gilul Seir won't be there. You had a question? No. From the Mishnah, you can bring a raya. If the point is Gidul Seir, well, there is a question. I didn't go through. There's like five pshatim exactly. Are you Megaleach in the Mishnah in between? You might be Megaleach in between in the Mishnah. We're going to talk about more about that on a base. How is that possible if you only have 10 days left? We're going to talk more about that on a base. So that's the Gemara's question. So if you're Mekabel A, well, back to the original question. If you're Mekabel A, 20 days from now and 100 days in Naziris, so is it chal? So V'im Tipsal, we're going to answer about five questions and then answer the first one. V'im Tipsal Omar, chayli, and if you want to say it is chal, meaning you have a 20 day Naziris, 20 out of your 100 days are chal, and then you have a 30 day break for another Naziris, and then you finish up the 80 days. If you want to say that's chal, how about this case? Omar, harini nozer lachar chafyom, same first part, I'm a Nazir in 20 days from now. Ume achshav Nazir Olam. But from now, I'm a Nazir Olam. I'm a Nazir forever for the rest of my life. So that's different than a Nazir for 100 days. Mahu, Michaila Le'alot. Does that work or not? What's the question about? Why is this different than the first question? So look at Tosfos. Tosfos is Dibur Maskil Michaila. Tosfos says, say the outside first, then we'll see it inside. Tosfos says, why is this a different question? At least earlier, it was the same type of Naziris. You have 20 days, then 30, then 80. It was all the same sug. So maybe there, it's not a hefsik. You can have that in the middle. Here, it's going to be a different type of Naziris. And Nazir Olam in the middle, which it won't be in the middle, because it'll be forever. But maybe that'll be a hefsik, and therefore it's not, you can't stop in the middle. Let's see Tosfos. Mi chayla Naziris alei mehashto lo. Do we say it's chayla right now or not? Im tipsalama debe Naziris, bo hathas be Naziris beruba. No matter what you say about the first questions, whether it was a 30 or a 100 day break, mehashto chayla, it should be chal. Mishum dechi matu esrim v'yachlo Naziris, because when the 20 day comes, lo have hefsik kulehai. It's not such an interruption. Why? Shari dami ula Naziris demeya. So it's just a quantitative difference. 100 days, 30 days, it's all quantitative. Why is it quantitative? You're a Nazir, you can't do the same things. At the end of the Nazir, you're going to be Megaleach and bring your Karbanos, it's wonderful. Aval hacha ichai, but in our case in question now, that you want to be a Nazir in 20 days, and a Nazir Olam from today, aval hacha ichai lemehashta Nazir Olam, Naziris d'achar esrim, eino kayotzi boklal. Vavayafsik, it's two different types, two different cases. A regular stam nazir is an nazir olam. So says Tosfos, that's the question of the Gemara. Hilchah lav, you know, nazir olam klal, ashi asham nazirosa. So it could be that you got to wait 20 days and count your regular naziris and only then start the nazir olam. Ubahanach hazam kamai in the first 20, you're nothing. You're mutter. It's amazing. You say, I want to be a nazir in 20 days and today. And you know what? You're not a nazir from today. Ubahanach esram kamai, ye mutter b'yayin, ubitiglachas ubatuma. O Dilma, what do we say now? Mikobakam, it doesn't matter if it's a little different. Yachum mehashta nazir olam. Right now, bichal, and then in 20 days from now, you'll count the nazir olam, and you'll never come back. You'll never come back to your original nazir. So that's the Gemara's question. Is it too much of a qualitative difference between these two types of nazirios to have this one bichal in the middle? Okay. Imtim salomar, next question. Imtim salomar hachab, if you want to say here, maybe you should say it is chal in the middle. It is chal. Which case? Again, the case that we just spoke about. I'm a Nazir in 20 days from now, regular Nazir, and I'm a Nazir Olam today. So maybe that should work. Why? The Nazir Olam should be chal right away. Because it could be within the next 20 days, you're going to be shoel on your neder that's supposed to be, your Nazirus that's supposed to be chal in 20 days, and it'll never happen. So maybe that's why it could be chal. Your Nazir Olam could be chal today because it could be that the next Nazirus will never happen. You could be shoel on that Naziris before it occurs. So if that's true, so then maybe the following is a question though. Amar Hareini Nazir Shimshon La'achar Esrim Yom U'me'achshav Nazir Stam. We also switched the two types. I'm a Nazir Shimshon in 20 days from now, and today I'm a Nazir. So what's the halacha there? Because mahu hakalo efshel leshuye, you can't be shoel on a nazir shimshon. So there, if you started today, so then you know it's for sure going to be broken in the middle, a different category of naziris. So michaylolo, that's the next question. So a nazir shimshon is never chal. So we spoke about that last week. We mentioned the binyan siyans tshuva in simon pei aleph. He was matame. He wondered why this is. Why can't you be shoel on a nazir shimshon? So Rashi and Makkah says well, the Gemara assumes it. You can't be shoel on Naziris Shimshon. So Rashi and Makkah says, it only why can't you be shoel? Because it was Mekubal Aydei Malach. He wasn't Mekabal in himself, Shimshon, but the Malach was Malach told his father, his mother, that Naziris be Beten, so he didn't have a choice in the matter. You could only get rid of it if you created it. Fine, but ask the Binyan Siyan. But the person says, I want to be like another Shimshon, so why should he created it with his mouth. He got into it with his mouth, so why should he be limited? So he had a very tough time. The Binyan Siyan said, I have a very tough time explaining why there shouldn't be any she'el of a Nazir Shimshon. He even quoted the Chavos Yor, who said it's a Dinder Rabbanon. It's a Dinder Rabbanon that people shouldn't think that, you know, he was a different kind of Naziris and he was able to be Batami himself. So it's a very, very unclear exactly why a person should not be able to be shoel on a Nazir Shimshon. There is an amazing tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak in Simen Pei, Chelak Ches, Simen Pei. Minchas Yitzchak is dying Weiss. He was in England for a while, under the Yoma, and then in Eretz Yisrael. B'inyan is Yiras Simshon. He quotes the Shaila. Shaila, look at the year. Tavshin Mem Aleph, 1981. Not too long ago. This is the letter he got. He says, it's a letter from Baal Tshuva. La'achar tchufa arucha sheltia v'te'ia. I've been wandering for years and decades. Kervani amakam yizbarach shemola v'adaso. I'm Baruch Hashem. I came back to the fold. V'seh kishanesh it is karavti, but lebreslov. Okay? He's a from Yashomer, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. B'yosi b'bombay, hodu. Long time ago, I was in Bombay. Acharti tulim rabim shal kama shanim bein ovdi avodizara shonim u'mishunim. I was like Yisrael. I tried out all the Ovdi Avodah Zarah. Rotzalomer, he got to the base of Knesset, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Lamed Vav, 1976. Erev Rosh Hashanah in 1976, I came to a family shul. Kishashamati is a piyut, okayed v'ne'akad ha-mizveach. I just heard about the Akedah, paratzti b'bechi rav. I started crying, v'az hechlatati, she'en li makom acher kiyim b'yahadus. I gotta come back. So I gotta leave all these cults that I'm in. I gotta leave Bombay. We had a Bombay case, right, a few months ago. Forgot what the other Shiloh was about Bombay. Even though I had no idea what Yadus was, I just knew I had to come back to the fold. V'samti pami lavolar tzeinu akadosha. I gotta go to Eretz Yisrael. So, b'parshas Lech Lecha, I got to Eretz Yisrael. That year, 1976, Lech Lecha, I came to Eretz Yisrael, v'alachti the base Horai b'Tel Aviv, v'sham l'amati ba'atzmi chumish v'navi. I started to open up a sefer. Start opening up a chumash and a navi. Ad lo halachti, od lo halachti the base akinesis. Began tefillin od lo hanachti. I never went to shul. I never opened, put on tefillin. Uba'oza tekuvas yeshivasi by Torah. But I was reading the Bible. Kibalti al atzmi nazirus. I said, well, looks like a good idea. I decided to become a nazir. Ba'ashpaz darchi al zeh hodayim kiderach les kachos. Like I was influenced by the type of religion that I was used to. Precious and going up on mountains. I was used to this. I thought this was, I read it in the Torah. Right? I didn't learn the Gemara about Nazir Chotehu. So, looks like a good idea. So I became a Nazir. Wonderful. B'lag ba'omer nasati l'meiron. Okay, here we keep going. That lag ba'omer, I went to Meiron, Rav Shem Ba'yachai, and I met all these different types of groups that didn't know anything, he says. V'lo nisharti al tumas mesim, v'kam nechshalti ba'achilas tarobes, yakaros im simukim, and nothing happened then. And from the next couple of months, on Chag Shavuos, I came to Har Tzion. V'yishchabarti sham im chaburis anashim shekafru b'Torah Shebal Peh. I had a group of people that did not believe in Torah Shebal Peh. V'haminu rak b'zohar u'b'Torah Shebichsav. The Torah Shebichsav and the Zohar. That's all these group believed in. Unbelievable. V'chipsu ligo as Am Yisrael al yedei hakama shevet ha-mashichi. They were a group of Messianic Jews. V'az, what did he do? It's amazing. Like some of you see these people in the desert. Kaninu b'chevron shnei chamorim levanim. I bought myself two white donkeys. Ubanu alayim liyushalayim. U'misham alachi yemachamar laharim sivyos Yerushalayim. I traveled on my two white donkeys around Yerushalayim. Levishasi haisa, what did I wear? I wore a little tzitzis, wide pants and sandals. That's all he wore, and he was going around on these two white donkeys near Yerushalayim. Umidei pam, so once in a while I came to the Kotel and to Har Tzion, and I still kept learning Torah and Tanakh. Batzi lekabel nazirus Shimshon. Finally, I started learning Navi at Shimshon, and I'm not just going to be a Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir Shimshon. Eineni zocher b'motzesi zes b'sfasai. I don't know if I got the words out from my mouth, but I remember I was mekabelet. Be'erev Rosh Hashanah tafshin lamed zayin. Fast forward a year, 1977. Chazarti la Har Tzion la'osach habura. I came there and I started. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah, so I don't know what they were doing. They were doing Hatar Sadarim for. And as I was mouthing the words, I said Chutz Minazira Shimshon. And I looked at myself and I said, "What? What does that mean?" And somebody explained to me that I guess you can't get out of a Nazira Shimshon. And he says, "Uh-oh, Pashut." And now he comes to the Minchas Yitzchak and says, "I'm stuck." Pashut shebematzavi hayom lo yisil ubekabel lai shum naziris. Today I realized that I was crazy. Vayosha naziris mechbido lai bechidas gashmis ruchades. I can't. Now he became a full Baal Tshuva. Now he believes in Torah and mitzvahs. I can't get my kids into yeshiva. I walk into class. Everybody thinks I'm a nut. He says, "I don't know what to do. I have this long hair. I don't get aliyahs in shul. My kids. I don't know what to do." Al kein hareini shotech es bakashasi lefnekfon malaschem. Dayan Weiss, answer my shaila. You make the call. You make the call. Nazir Shimshon in 1977. So, what's the first Makari quotes? Nazir Yudan Ralph. You can't get out of it. Can't get out of it. What are you supposed to do? So, this is a big problem. So, after an 8-column tshuva, Minchas Yisrael comes up with 3 kulos. He says, I would be matarit. I'm going to be matarit. He says, first of all, B'shas Kabbalah Haya Am Ha'aretz Gamor. when he was Makabala, that was a real Kabbalah Naziris Shimshon. He didn't even know, he knew Torah and Zohar. That's all he knew, and Navi. Right, so what kind of Kabbalah is that? The lo yada klami atar shabal pev, lo yada kol prati Naziris Shimshon, v'yavar kol pa maldin Naziris. He says, many poskim hold that a total Kabbalah, when you're a Shota, yeah, halakhically Shota, no problem, number one. Number two, he says, I'm not even sure if he said it. He's not even sure if he said it. So maybe a Kabbalah b'machshava might not be a full Kabbalah. Number three, he quotes many poskim that say, She'ila, there's a She'ila on his, even on his ear, Shimshon, L'shem Mitzvah. L'shem Mitzvah, there's a, and therefore there's no greater mitzvah than to get this guy back onto a normal way of life. So he says, Benito dida, ain locha pezach to make her Yosu Mizeh. The Kajakibo ben Aziris betchilo haidaito mishubashash, mehashpas a sitra achra, that this is the type of, this is what religion is all about. V'lavi musak betorah shabal peh, no problem, ain locha l'dvar mitzvah, Yosu Mizeh. And therefore he says, Vanira, last six lines, Kiva debiz manenu ain shkia kabal's Nazir Shimshon. Nobody's in Nazir Shimshon today. There's not even a Xera Durabadan like the Chavos Yar. People are going to get confused. Nobody's in Nazir today. So, no problem. Ukdeshe, as long as two other great rabbis agree to me, I'm ready to go out on a limb. And then in parentheses it says, I found two other great rabbis, and Memela Nasa Halacha Lamaisa. So, you're not going to be able to ever see who it is today, because he doesn't look like another Shimshon anymore. But, that's the tshuva of the Menchas Yisra. It relates to this Gemara. Obviously, there's no She'ela Nazir Shimshon. In general, there's a nice simon, if you never looked at it, in simon Reish Gimel. The beginning of Hilchos Adar, in Shulchan Aruch, where he talks about, is it a good idea, Bizman Azeh, to become a Nazir? I mean, you can never get out of it. You can never get out of it. You can't bring your Kabbanas. You can never cut your hair or drink wine. Become Tame. So he talks about it. He said, not Nazir specifically, but in general, Nadarim. He starts off by saying, Alti Ragam Nadarim. Don't make Nadarim. It's not a good idea. Kol Anoder, Reb Nassan that we had a few times, Ki'ilu Banabama. And then he quotes, Sarach Lizar Shalo Yader Shum Davar. But then at the end he says, Misha Nader Nadarim, Kedei Lachonin Deyosav. Somebody makes a Nadar in order to get himself back on the path. Ulasakin Maisav, Harizin Nazir, Zariz, Umeshubach. It's wonderful. Ketzad. Misha Yezolel, somebody who's a fresser. Vasar Alav Abasar. Shano Shnatayim. I'm not going to eat this for a year. I'm not going to eat this for a year, a specific type of food. Asha Yeshoga B'yayin Vasar Ayayin Alas Mosman Maruba. Or he's an alcoholic. And he says, makes a neder, and he feels that if he halachically can't do it, that'll be easier for him. Oh, Asar Hashikh Rus Olam. V'chein Misha Yerodiv Shalmonim. V'nivha Lahon V'asar Alas Mohamatanos. Shalmonim is a hapax. It only appears once in Tanakh. Shalmonim means presence. Right, or Gashmias. Say Yasers, oh, a nice man, Misgav Yofyo, and his nose there to always, right? He says it's a good thing. Nidarm Siagla Precious, Viava Bishem Avoda, Lo Yarbada, but Israel, don't have too many of them. But anyway, it's a good idea to be Makabal certain things. Maybe not Nazirus, but certain types of Nidarm, certain types of, like the Rambam says, getting, we're supposed to be in the middle, but if we see ourselves leaning to one side, we should get ourselves back in the middle, that might not be such a bad idea. But in general, we probably should always say B'li Nether. We should always say B'li Nether. And now we continue. Good. Says the Gemara, so we still had a Kasha. So if somebody's Makabel, how do we get onto this? If somebody's Makabel, a Naziris Shimshon in 20 days from now, and a Nazir Stam today, do we say it kicks in because it's going to be broken? Next question, separate question. Omar Kimoshe B'Shiva Ba'Adar. My. If somebody says, I'm like Moshe on Zion Adar. So what does that mean? So Tosva says, which Zayin Adar? Tosva says Zayin Adar could be a great day, or right? Haman made that mistake, right? Haman exactly had the Shaila, right? Tosva says, is he saying I'm going to make a kiddush, or is he saying I'm going to fast? Nowadays, whether it's the yard site or the birthday, we make a kiddush. But really, theoretically, that Tosva says. Do we say, like, the day Moshe died, and it was a very sad day, and everyone was makabel tainus, therefore, and he makabeled not to do certain things, not to drink wine? Or do you say, no, Zion Adar, like Moshe's happy day, Moshe's, the day that Moshe was born, that's Tosis. Tosis, by Moshe Ba'adar. Moshe Ba'adar, B'Zion Adar Mahu, look at Tosfus. De Biyom Hivaldo, B'Zion Adar, Samchu Simcha Gedola. It was a great Simcha on that day. Ubiyom Mosa Bazayan Ba'adar Mistama Rabim Naju Benedar. Mistama many people made Nadarim. Virabu Nazirim be Yisrael Machmasar. There must have been a lot of Nazirim the day Moshe died. Vahu Omer Bistam. Aha. And I say, like Moshe Zayan Adar. So what does he mean? What does he mean? That's the Shaila. That is Shitas Tosfos. The Mefaresh, look at the Mefaresh, has a different shot. Seems to have a different shot, but the Maharav Ranchberg wants to put him with Tosfos. But the words don't say that. argirsa. Amar hareini kemoshe b'shiva ba'adar. About the 15th wide line. Demashma kemoshe sheniftar b'shiva ba'adar v'shuv lo shasa yayin. The after Moshe died, he didn't drink any more wine. He wasn't like Rebbe Yaakov, who came back to make Kiddush at the end of Maseches Ksubis. But here, the Moshe didn't drink anymore. So the Brashrub changed it to Shuv Lo Shasu Yain. No, it means after Moshe died, they did. That's not our Gersa. Our case is Lo Shasa Yain. He didn't drink wine. And if you look at the Me'iri, maybe the Me'iri is similar to the Mefarish, the Me'iri says, Naziris is only chal by a davar hanadur. But if you just say, I'm like a nedah, I want to be like the man who doesn't drink wine, it's not chal. So he says, Adam shenimna mishiyasei machmasaro. Oshu katzbo v'eni yachol lishtoso. Right? Or a person just doesn't want to drink wine because he doesn't like wine. So a Naziris is not going to work if you say you don't like that person, says the Nazir. So it says, Me'ata. Misha amareini nazar kamosha b'shem ba'adar. I'm like Moshe on the Zion Adar. Hein sheyachavin lomar amosha shemesbo v'lo shasa yayin b'choloso yom. Moshe obviously didn't drink wine the whole day he died. Why? Klomar, sheyom moso vade lonis asik betzarche gufo klal. Hein sheyachavin, he wasn't osek in his gashmias on the day he died. He wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. He was a busy man, right? And he was 120 years old. He was perfect. Lo chaseinu, los lecho. Hein sheyachavin lomar karov yisrael biyom misaso. Or any day somebody dies, shenitztaru v'nisabu v'lo shasu, everybody else, they don't drink. But that's not really because of Nazirus. So the Me'iri says, he has a different shot of the question. Is it like Stam because he didn't drink wine, or they didn't drink wine, not because of Nazirus, because Stam they were sad? Or do you say, no, he really means it as a Kabbalah's Nazirus. So that's another way. But either way, this is the question, is it a Kabbalah or not? The Brisker Rav has a third shot of the question. Like the day Moshe died. So said the Brisker Rav, maybe he means he's being Makabal Nazirus on the day before he dies. So is that a Kabbalah Naziris? We know Naziris Pachas B'Shloshim Yom. Naziris has to be 30 days. So if you have something break in the middle, it has to be 30 days. But what about the day before you die? So you're right, it's not going to be 30 days, but you might have to be Machmir because you don't know. The Rambam quotes this halacha, that if somebody says, I'm a Nazir the day before I die, he has to be a Nazir every day of his life because he doesn't know when he's going to die. The Ketzav Isha says, I don't know what the Makar is. Where's the Makar for the Rambam? It says the Brisker Rav right here. Rizkrov says right here, like Moshe Rabbeinu, what is that? No, because that's the pshat of the question. I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu on Zion Adar. Said the Rizkrov, no, he obviously means the day before Zion Adar. It means the day before. So just like the day before, this is the makar. The question's not answered, you got to go to Chumrah. So three pshat, you have Tosis, you have the Mefarish, and you have the Rizkrov. Once this comes up, just to mention two or three points about birthdays, because we're talking about birthdays here, so you might as well discuss it. Just one hour beforehand. I think we mentioned this in the past, and that is, why is it that on Zion Adar, the Gemara talks about it was a sad day, and Tainus, and it's one of the days in Shulchan Aruch, Tavkuf Pei, all the days that the minhag is to fast, that we don't have that minhag anymore, but before World War II, it was somewhat more common to fast on those days, for sure on some of them, but why over there does the Liz Zion Adar is one of the days we fast, and Alag Ba'Omer, we're very happy. The Yartzad of Rav Shem Bechai. It's different. They're both great Gedolim that taught us Torah that were Niftar. So why is it that the Yartzad of Moshe Rabbeinu was so sad and the Yartzad of Shem Gamliel were so happy? So the Bnei Yisachar, the Sharm Sian Balachi, quotes the Bnei Yisachar, who says, why? Because the day Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Gemara in Tumor tells us there were so many halachas that were forgotten. We lost 300 halachas, Yeshua ben Nun, he wanted to kill him, he got some of it back, but it was sad because of the Torah that was lost. The day Rav Shem Bechai died, we know the Zohar tells us that there was tremendous gilui of the Razei HaTorah. So that's why we're so happy. It's not a din in the person. Of course we say that the person died. But, Biyom Petiris Moshe Rabbeinu Nishtachu Gimel Meyas Halachas. Mashenke, Biyom Petiris Rav Shem Bechai, Gila Sodos Harbe. That's the difference. Okay, what about birthdays? So are birthdays something that we are supposed to celebrate, recognize, forget the English versus the Hebrew, but, right, so we know in the Torah, the only birthday that we know of that celebrated was
Paro.
Paro was the only day, so do we really want to follow Paro? There is a discussion in the minority of Achronim, is it even Chukos HaGoyim? If it's even Chukos HaGoyim to celebrate birthdays. So we should have had that in the Thanksgiving shiur a few months ago. There's such a thing as a bar mitzvah, correct, but what is a bar mitzvah?
Celebrating his birthday.
Sudas mitzvah.
You're
celebrating Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So maybe that's the only one. Maybe that's the only one. Right? That's who says more than that? So there's a discussion of that in, if you have the Sefer, Minhag Yisrael Torah. Minhag Yisrael Torah in Hilchos Brachas, where it talks about saying Shechianu. So Agav, once it comes up, I might as well talk about this for 2 days. So there's a tshuva of the Chavos Yoyer. It's It's a well-known tshuva in this context. Simenayin, easy to remember. He says, your 70th birthday, you can make a party. You should make a party. So at least on birthday 70, Tzarech Lebarach Shechiyanu, V'yesh La'aso Suda, V'yesh La'omar Davi Suda's Mitzvah. And he says, after all, you look in Mo'ekata Chavches, we had it there of Yosef, made a party when he became 60, because he was chal off the days of Kares. So that's already a Maila. So Chavos Yar and Simen Ayin says that. Other Achronim quotes here are not so positive. And he says, why? Eitzel, he explains. Eitzel Umos Ha'olam, why do they make so many parties? Why? Because of the Gemara in Eirvin. The Gemara in Eirvin says, right, Machlo V'Sham is Hillel, better to be created or not to be created. So the Gemara says, better not to have been created. Better not to have been created. Eirvin Yud Gimel Aveis. Now we're created, we gotta work hard. So, better not to have been created. So, says the Minhag Yisrael Toru, why is it better not to have been created? That's only by Jews, because there are so many mitzvahs, it's so hard to do, we can't fulfill everything. You only have 7 mitzvahs to do. No problem! So that's why they have parties! They have parties on their birthdays! Mashenkim, we have a problem. If you look at that Gemara a little closely though, if you look at the Tosfos there, not so clear. Because Tosfos there ask, from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where we're very happy that we were created. We're very happy that we're here. We're very happy. So the Tosfos answers, Erevin Yud Gimel Amabez, Hacha Ayri B'Stam B'nei Adam. By Stam B'nei Adam, it's Yosef Tov Shalom Nivra. Avot Tzadik Ashrav V'Ashrei Doro. By a Tzadik, unbelievable. And Rav Shechter says Tzadik means a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Doesn't mean that Tzadik Yisod Olam. It means Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Meaning anybody who's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, it's better that he was created. Better that he was created, so that answer doesn't work. So maybe birthdays. There is something about birthdays. There is something about birthdays. There's an amazing Yerushalmi. Amazing Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. Yerushalmi says on the Mishnah that we all know from Rosh Hashanah. What's the most famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah? Moshe Rabbeinu holds up his hands. Is it really because Bnei Yisrael are looking at his hands? No, because they were looking up to Shemayim. So we're talking about the Melchama of Amalek. So the Yerushalmi says, Amar Amal, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Amalek Koshvin Haya. They were Machashvin, they were magicians. Mahaya Ose, what they do? Haya Mamid Bnei Adam Biyom Genus Yeshalo. All the people whose birthday it was, they put on the front lines in the war. Lomar, Lobim Hera, Adam Nofel, Biyom Genus Yeshalo. If it's your birthday, you're gonna fight well. Ma'asa Moshe, so what did Moshe do? Irbi Misamazalos. So Moshe Rabbeinu messed up all the celestials. Today is not today, tomorrow is not tomorrow, he messed it all up. Says the Karbon Eda, Biyom Moladato, Sha'oz Hamazal Sholate, Bayomahu. Got special mazel on your birthday, says the Yerushalmi. And that's why Amalek knew that. Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Sha'oz Mazalo Sholate. That's the Lashon of the Karban Eda. That's the Karban Eda. So there's some special mazel on your birthday, and that's why the Ksav Sofer in Yerodeya Kuf Mem Ches made a Siyam every birthday. Made a Siyam every birthday, and he would push himself every birthday. Yeah? Anybody who was born in Adar Beis fought against Amalek. Because they're outside. Aha. Well, Yosef is the counter of Amalek, and Yosef is Adar, right? The twins, the Ephraim and Manasseh. Oh. So again, there's a big discussion. There's interesting. The Rav Moshe doesn't have a tshuva about birthdays, but he has a tshuva where Derech Agav he mentions birthdays. What's tshuva? Bat mitzvahs. We talk about tshuva about bat mitzvahs, which is a topic of a separate shiur in Arachayim Aleph Kuf Dalid Bidvar Bas Mitzvah. Bidvar Bas Mitzvah. So this was written in 1957. So I don't know what bat mitzvahs looked like then compared to what Rav Moshe would write about a tshuva today. But anyway, Rav Moshe is not so supportive of bat mitzvahs. Rav Moshe even adds, I'm not even for the big parties for bar mitzvahs for that matter. Rav Moshe says, V'yayish ha'chayli ha'yisi mevatabu m'aseinu gam seder ha'bar mitzvah shal abanim. Shekiyadua lo hevi zeh shum ish l'karva l'tora l'mitzvahs. What last bar mitzvah brought somebody closer to God? V'aflo asa bar mitzvah, even the kid, aflo shah achas. You know, having the big party with the smorgasbord and the Viennese table, that brings him closer to God? He says, V'adrab, v'arim go with babies elechol Hashem, v'odisurim. But Derech Agav, he says, Imrotze ha'av lasos eza simcha bebeso rashoi. A father wants to make a party for his daughter in his house, invite friends and family. He says he's allowed. Avol ein ze shum inyan v'smach lahach sheze dvar mitzvah v'sudas mitzvah ki hu rak simcha shel yom hu ledes ba'alma. Just like a birthday, dvar rishus. Means he's not saying it's a chukas hagayim, but dvar rishus. Again, Rav Avi Yosef is more pro having the Sudas Bas Mitzvah in terms of Sudas Mitzvah, and we're not going to get into that topic now. But either way, Derech Agav, Rav Moshe mentions that. Just one more, then we'll continue. The Minhag Zotori, he ends off with a story from the Ohaleya. Ohaleya is the Hakdama, this 20-page Hakdama to the Ksav Sofer, Al HaTorah. You were to say for the Ohaleya. So there, the story is quoted that a Talmud once walked into the Ksav Sofer, and the Ksav Sofer was crying. He says, Rebbe, why are you crying? He says, I'm 54 today. I'm being done myself. Nun Dalad. I'm being done myself. What have I done in my 54 years? He says, have I accomplished everything that I should have done in my 54 years? So I'm crying. So the Talmud started crying with him. He says, if the great ones are crying, in Barad Nafla Shal Heves, my Yasu Azovi Akir, quotes the Lashon from the Gemara. So anyway, the Klei Yakar writes in one place that birthdays are days of introspection. We should try to figure out, make sure our lives are on the right track, make sure we are where we are. So if we use them for inspiration, we use them for Hodal Lashem, so it seems like it would be positive. Ein mazel Yisrael, I would say, regarding the nation. But everybody has a certain mazel. Everybody's burned under, right, the Gemara and Shabbos. Madim, if you did, you told me, right? You told me that, that you're the Mars one, right? Madim. You gotta become a, that's why he's a dentist, Baruch Hashem. So says the, Shechita wasn't for him. Says the Gemara. So Pasha Minayacham Naisa. Okay, we have five questions. At least the first one's gonna be answered. Kadmaisa. Harini Nozer Lachar Asim Yobo Meyachshon Meyayom. I'm a Nozer after 20 days. And from today, 100. Mona Esther Machach Monashlosh Machach Monashmonim. So you're allowed to split it up. 20, 30, 80. So we answer the first one. Period. Back to the case of the Mishnah. There should be a two dots here. The case of what did the Mishnah say? If somebody accepts to be a Nazir for his son and for himself. So he accepts for himself, and then he has to stop in the middle for his son, and then he continues. What if he becomes Tamei in the days of his son's, what he's a Nazir for his son? Does that ruin everything, or just the son's Naziris? Nitzvah be maybe no Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sosa Rabbi Yochanan says everything is messed up, even the 20 days of yours that you started out with. Rish Lakish Amar Eino Sosa Rish Lakish says no, it's not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sosa Chad Naziris Arichta, it blends into one long Naziris. He Rish Lakish Amar Eino Sosa Naziris Yidei Lachud Udebrei Lachud, two separate Nazirios, no problem. Nitzvah be made Saraso. In that case, what if somebody becomes Tame in the day of his Saras? Okay, one word of Hakdama. If somebody becomes a Mitzora when he's a Nazir, his Naziris is stopped. Naziris takes a break. You can't be a Mitzora and a Nazir at the same time. Because a Mitzora, you have to cut your hair. Nazir has various halachas to do, so it's limbo. It's not Soser, and it doesn't count. That's the days of Saras. So what if you became a Mitzora when you're a Nazir, and then you became Tamei Mace when you were the Mitzora? So is that Soser your Naziris? So another machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soser, Rish Lakish Amar Eino Soser. Same direction. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soser, Tabe Naziris Kaya. Rabbi Yochanan is Soser because he's still within his Naziris. Fine, it's a limbo period in the Naziris, but it's still in the Naziris, it's Soser. Rish Lakish Amar Eino Soser, Saras Lachud, but Naziris Lachud. No, not Soser, because you made Saras and you made Naziris are separate. V'tzricha. And you need to have this machlokas in both cases, both in the days of Saras and in the days of the other Naziris, of the sun. If you only had the first machlokas, maybe only over there Rabbi Yochanan said, it uproots everything. Shame Naziris Achasi, because it's all Nazir. The one for his son and the one for himself. It's all Nazir. Maybe in case two, he'd be moded that he made Saras or something different and it's not so, sir. And the opposite. If you only had the first, the second case, only here Rish Lakish would say, not so, sir, because you made Saras or not like you made Naziris. But in the first case, he'd be moded because it's all Naziris. That's why you need both cases. Period. Nitzma biyom gidul seyer. What if he becomes Tame on the day of his Gidul Seyar? What does that mean? So Tosva says, what's the case? Let's say bandits forced him to get a haircut in the middle of his Naziris. On day, is one regular Naziris. Day 20, they shave his head. So now what? So then they leave. So now you only have 10 days till the end of your Naziris. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to get a haircut for another 20 days. Your Tiglachas is 20 days after your Naziris finishes. That is called Yemei Gidul Seyar, says Tosfos. So the question is, during those 20 extra days, if you become Tamei, is the whole thing uprooted or not? Okay, fair question. Rash, the Mefarish here has an unbelievable different shot, in the second shot. He says, no. What's the question? You got a haircut on purpose in the middle of your Naziris. So what is the halacha? It's Soser. It's Soser the days. So you got to start counting again. Let's say on day 20 again. You purposely got a haircut on day 20. So now you got to be mashlin. So really, says the Mefarish, your Naziris is up on day 30. It's really up on day 30. When the Torah says, Soser Yemei Nizro, I'll show you where the where it is, the last five skinny lines in the Mefarish. Lishna Achrina. Nitma, Biyom Gido. I'm sorry, Kagon, Dharma Harini Azim Hislo Manad Esim Yah. I'm sorry, he didn't, that was a different shot. He was Megaleach forcefully. It's the same kind of thing. But Nitma, somebody becomes Tamei in the middle of the Naziris. So that's why he has to be Megaleach. Giluach of Yemei Tuma. And then he starts again. So we would have thought, what do you mean he's starting again? There's no extra days here. Says the Mefarish, no, that's also considered extra days after the first 30 are finished. Even though the Torah says, so sir you may Nizro. It's not really steered. They still exist in a sense, and these extra 20 days are extra. And therefore there might be a different din if you become Tame during those days. An amazing, amazing shita, which generally we don't assume to be accepted by others. So anyway, back to the case. Nitzav Yom Gidul Seir. A person becomes Tame during the days of the Gidul Seir. So Rav Amar Eino Soser Afilu Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says, let's go with Tosis of Pshat. Right, the extra 20 days. Rav says, it does not undermine the Naziris, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Soser before, Hani Milehecha Dekoi Ben Naziris. When Rabbi Yochanan says it undermines, if you're in the middle of a Naziris, it undermines. Gidul Seir Mishlam Nazirisu. These extra days, that the Naziris finished. You just have to let your hair grow a little longer, but it finished, so that's why it's definitely not Soser. Shmuel Amar Soser Afilu Reish Lakish, just the opposite. Shmuel says it would undermine everything, even according to Reish Lakish, Damar Eino Soser before, Hasam Shnei Naziris. There was at least two things. You made Naziris, you made Mitzora, two different Nazirias, Hacha Chada Nazirisa. Here it's one Naziris, period, and therefore it would undermine it. Amar Rav Chisda, Hakol Modim Shim Kideish Seir Badam Eino Takana. Rav Chisda says that we know at the end of Nazirios, you have to bring your Kabanas and then get a haircut. What happens if a Nazir becomes Tamei after he brings his Karbanos, before he gets the haircut? That's what it means. His hair became holy Badam. You sprinkle the Dam of the Karban, and then his hair is still holy, it's on his head, and he becomes Tamei. What's the halacha then? So, Ein Lo Takana, he doesn't have anything to do. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? I'll leave it to man. There is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether getting a haircut is Ma'akev, you're ending your Nazirus. So who is this question according to? If it's according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if you don't have your hair cut, nothing's finished. So it should be just like you became Tommy in the middle of your days. You should be able to just start again. What do you mean you don't have an Eno Takana? You're stuck. So what, should it be according to the other opinion? What do you mean you don't need to get the haircut? So if you become Tommy before you got your haircut, the Nazir should be finished anyway. So what's the question? So the Gemara says in the law, Ola Maliba Durabanan. Really, it's going according to the Rabbanan that the Tiglachas is not Ma'akev. Umay Ein Lo Takana. What does it mean, Ein Lo Takana? It doesn't mean you're stuck. It just means Ein Lo Takana L'mitzvas Giluach. It means you can no longer get your haircut B'tahara. That's all it means. There's a mitzvah d'araisa to get your haircut B'tahara. You can't do that because you have to get your hair, your tummy now. Your tummy now. You can't bring new Karbanas. Because you already brought your Kabanas and your Tami, so you get a haircut. The Mefarish says you get a haircut, but you have to do a Petumah. You have to do a Petumah. So you lost out on the opportunity. That's what it means. Ein Lo Takana, you lost out on your opportunity to get a haircut B'tahara. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. You can look at the Rambam and the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam. The Giluach of a Nazir Tame and Tahar, is that one or two mitzvahs? The Rambam counts it as one. We mentioned on day one, there are 10 mitzvahs of a Nazir. 8 los assays and 1 assay. 2 assays. 8 and 2. 2 assays. Right, do math. 8 and 2. So one of the two is Mitzvah Giluach. One is growing your hair, one is cutting your hair. Those are the two Mitzvahs I say. So the Rambam counts getting a haircut by Tamei and Tahar the same Mitzvah. So that's a big discussion in the Ramban. Okay, we can stop here. Rabbi Yossi has one more line, but it goes quickly into the Mishnah, which can be done tomorrow. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, I'll talk to everybody in a couple of days. Everybody have a good Shabbos. I'll be back, Be'ez Hashem, for the Daf on Wednesday morning. Next Wednesday night is the first Haggadah Shir. Next Wednesday night is the first Haggadah Shir. This past Tuesday night, if you weren't here, was Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. Next Wednesday night, and the following Tuesday night is the second Haggadah Shir.